Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. El Salto Summit transfigures the Hermit. The Hermit turned and stepped unto the very summit of El Salto. He was dazzled by a blinding white snow that reflected all of the colors that he had seen on his way up the mountain. A rainbow spectrum shone in the night sky above him, like an aurora borealis emanating into the dark. The singing waters of the Seven Falls echoed their notes up to where he was, chiming their musical voices together. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si. And reaching again to do. Completing their eternal cycle, mysteriously moving into a higher octave. The aroma of the herbs and trees too paid homage to the Creator, mixing their sage and pine with osha and gum resins. The light mountain breezes wrapped all about them with a sensation that was neither warm nor cold. And before he could react, the angels of the Seven Falls rose up in unison above the Hermit, clasping their hands together, proclaiming, and loud, "Glory to God in the highest!" Tears streamed down the face of the Hermit as he was overcome by the joy that filled his heart. All of his sensations were alive and elevated far beyond what he had ever felt. He dropped to his knees, weeping in ecstasy, giving thanks over and over for the many harsh lessons that had brought him to this point. He had died to himself, but it was not a death as with Laureano de la Torre. He had been transfigured into something that he still didn't understand. Nothing could touch him anymore. The lawlessness, the disregard, and the cruel judgments of New Mexico had all fallen away from him. Only the quiet sobbing of the Hermit interrupted the harmonious cataclysm about him. He was right in the center of a mighty spiritual vortex. Somehow he sensed that it was time to move on and return to the place whence he came. Quietly, he got up and pulled his habit closer to himself. In manus tuas, Domine, he whispered as he took his first step. Into your hands, O Lord. Would you leave me without so much as a fare thee well? He heard someone say. The holy hermit turned to the side to see the dead man gazing upon him fondly. My friend, my friend, he cooed, embracing Laureano de la Torre. Will you not come with me as I move on? I feel that I know you as if you were a part of me. No, replied the dead man, lowering his eyes. I have lived and I have died in this valley. This is where I must remain until the end of time. But you will be that part of me that will go out into the world and accomplish what fate has in store for you. I bless you in the name of all that is holy. Pax tecum, go, and be at peace. Giovanni bowed his head slightly, inclining it away from the ever-mounting breeze. He was sad to leave his friend behind. Where will you go? Asked the dead man sadly. I will go down the other side of this mountain, returned the hermit. There is a new town on the other side known locally as Elizabeth Town. Sometimes, informally, it is called E-Town. About a year ago, last Christmas in fact, I was in a place called Belen. I had said that Belen was the Spanish word for Bethlehem, and that Bethlehem itself, hem itself, for house of bread. Well, the word Elizabeth Town, where I am heading, has an interesting name too, for the prefix Elizabeth in Hebrew means God's house. So I am now going to the town of the house of God, if you can fathom that. The dead man smiled and nodded knowingly, for he understood that Giovanni was a hermit driven by signs and symbols, and that it wouldn't be until he fulfilled his destiny that he would be able to lay his body down. He glanced up to see the holy hermit looking intently at him. Will I ever see you again? The hermit asked him. Yes, you will. One more time. Be warned, my friend. When you do, you will know that your own end will be very near. But I will be there to help you make the last crossing. Laureano de la Torre melted away into the shadows, as was his wont. Giovanni turned and made his way down the mountain on that Christmas morning. His footsteps left a steady mark on the pristine snow as he wended his way to the bottom. He used his staff to help him keep upright and steady. Above him, the morning sky was beginning to dawn clear and bright. Just then, Giovanni came to a standstill as he could make out a figure coming toward him. It was an old man swinging a whip that was coming. The man let out a yelp of "Ow! Ho-hoo!" trailing off into the distance. The hermit knew that he was facing the Christmas ogre known as El Abuelo. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.